This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. In a major blow to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, British lawmakers voted Saturday to postpone a decision on whether to back his Brexit deal with the European Union. At a special session of Parliament intended to ratify the Brexit deal, lawmakers voted to withhold their approval on the deal until legislation to implement it has been passed. But British and EU law expert Jolie Grogan says implementation legislation will be complicated.
And then we go on to the next stage, the implementing bill. But that's a very big piece of constitutional legislation. That will take a lot of time. So I can imagine in all of this, we will still be looking at a request for more time beyond the 31st of October.
Today's vote aims to ensure that Britain can't crash out of the EU without a divorce deal on October 31st. Turkish-backed Syrian fighters clashed with Kurdish-led forces in several parts of northeastern Syria on Saturday. Both sides blamed each other for fighting that has rattled the U.S.-brokered ceasefire. There has also been no sign of a withdrawal of Kurdish-led forces from positions along the Syrian-Turkish border, as called for under the agreement. Turkey's defense ministry says it is completely abiding by the accord. Lebanon's influential Hezbollah leader says he doesn't support the government's resignation amid nationwide protests calling for politicians to step down over a deepening economic crisis. Hassan Nasrallah says calls for the current National Unity government to resign are, quote, a waste of time, since the same political groups will haggle over forming a new one. Lebanon's prime minister gave his partners in government a 72-hour ultimatum to come up with convincing solutions amid the pressures. For more on this story or any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.